welcome to this episode of the award-winning Best of Left podcast. This is a sample of our recent bonus episode, usually only available to members. These episodes are comprised of our crew of researchers, Amanda and myself, all getting together for a roundtable discussion on topics that we find interesting. So here's a few minutes for free so you can know what all the fuss is about. Rituals get integrated into a lot of places in life that we don't think of as rituals, but also we've lost a lot over the last several decades. And I think that it is the loss of those that people are feeling without necessarily being able to put a word to it.
Yeah. I mean, I was trying to think of like, is there anything that we have supplemented? And all I can really think of is like kind of like clubs and more sports through clubs, right? Like kickball was a big thing when I was in my 20s, like joining a kickball team, and it was a social event and you play a game and then you'd go have drinks after. And that was kind of the ritual of the social gathering. You know, now there's pickleball. It's like sweeping the nation, right? But those are the only things I can kind of think of that are organized in that way. I mean, my grandparents like played bridge with each other, right? And there was a ritual feel of that. So like it was a social engagement, but it also had this like their structure around it, right? There's like, we're going to do this. We all know the rules. We're all going to do the same thing. We're all going to sit here in the same way and do things like we've always done it. And that's pleasant, comfortable, obviously builds bonds. The end of that, one of those quotes, I think the one that Dion was reading, just kind of emphasized this, that, you know, these rituals play a role in bringing the emotional reactions of the members of that community in alignment by aligning our appearances, aligning our motions, aligning our emotions. Those rituals can actually lead to social alignment. I thought the mention of appearances was interesting too, because maybe in tribal settings like of the past and today, there's dress that you would wear, right? Together. It wasn't just you dressed as something. It's like we all come ready for the ritual. We all are presented in some way. You could say that the ritual of a wedding has some of those vibes, but everybody does it a little bit differently, right? But there's not much that we have supplanted, and that leaves us a little bit desperate for meaning and seeking it wherever we can. And there's not much there in a world where things are pretty awful and everywhere you turn, people hate each other and are divisive and believe different things and are fighting over it. I mean, if you're seeking connection at all and you go on the internet, which is what a lot of people do, you're going to have a bad time. And it's not going to fill you with like good feelings of connection. That's just rarely the case.
Like a personal level, I instantly started thinking about sports before I got to the part in the article talking about sports, because, you know, shooting a free throw, like there's a basketball player I loved and still kind of love, like as a commentator, Jalen Rose, and I would imitate his free throw routine. And that's what I ended up doing. Like I was doing that and going to sporting events. Like I guarantee if and when, like it's been a couple of years since I've actually attended a game, but if I go to a Kansas City Chiefs game, I'm not going to share the same politics as, I'm going to guess, 95% of people in the crowd. But for 3 hours, we're on the same side. Mm-hmm. We are feeling the same feelings. We're the same direction. We leave. Everybody's feeling the same way. When it's like leaving a game one time it was definitely a ritual. Like they have a spiral staircase down from the cheap seats, and everybody was banging on the side as they were going down. It was incredible. Like I've never felt that in sync with a group of strangers in my entire life. And that's just what that is. Like the, yeah. And that's, it's artificial, but also it's super real. It was a real feeling. It wasn't like, I didn't get anybody's numbers. We're not hanging out. But like in that moment, we're on the same side for sure.
I think that's a really good point, I think we're probably going to get into it with the next article, but like talking about it being real and kind of what feels organic, right? Nobody's putting it on you. No one's forcing you to do it. And that's part of what makes it so good and feel so right that you really, it's just a group of people that are experiencing the same thing together without too much outside force. Not that there isn't some, because obviously sports and marketing and whatnot is involved to some degree, but
so you're gonna have a drum circle is what you're saying, Dion, at your at your commune you're built?
Absolutely. Yeah. Of course.
Yeah, get everyone's hearts beating in synchronicity. That's what it's all about. And yeah, I just can't help but think that this is, I mean, there's so many factors at play. You know, the decrease in religiosity is definitely a big one, but the social adoption of hyper-individualism, I mean, like what could be more anti-communal ritual than a philosophy of there's no such thing as society, just group of individuals and families, you know? Once you dive deep enough into all the things we've been complaining about for a long time, like this is just another casualty of the way society's been built recently.
It's easy to forget this one because, as like Jay described, it's the glue. You don't think about the glue going away. You think about the stuff that fell apart when the glue disintegrated. But the glue's kind of important.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just wanted to mention that recently, this is actually very timely personally, because Jay and I have both been having these conversations with some friends about the grief of loss of what is actually ritual, but we weren't calling it that. We were calling it more like tradition or things that you once did that you don't do anymore because the circumstances have changed or the people have changed or whatever, and how that can be painful. And that you have to go through kind of this grieving process. So we're mostly talking about like holiday stuff, like holiday tradition stuff. And a friend of ours was talking about how she, you know, really enjoyed looking at Christmas lights with her family. And she imagined she would do that with her kids and husband. But it turns out her daughter hates it, like really doesn't enjoy it. And so it's kind of this struggle instead of this lovely tradition that she's trying to have with her family, and that there's a grieving process in acknowledging and accepting that, right? And I think that's like an individual, more specific example. But then when you zoom out, it's what we're talking about right now. It's that we're losing the fabric. We don't have the glue, whatever you want to call it. Like we're losing that thing that is hard to put a word on, but ritual may be the right one, that keeps us gives us meaning, gives us connection, makes us feel less lonely in the world, makes us feel like someone else is like us. It gives us a lot. And I think I've definitely in my life poo-pooed some traditions, and not all traditions are meant to be continued. But, you know, there are ways to find new ones, and maybe we do need to focus on that a little more.
We're having a winter membership drive to close out the year, so if you've been waiting for a special occasion to sign up or buy a membership as a gift, now's the time. We're a small team working on a small budget, and sometimes we get tossed around with the bigger ebbs and flows of the podcasting business, and we can't always depend on steady ad revenue, which is why members have always been the most important part of keeping the show running. So just because we've been around for a long time, don't think that we don't need your support, because we absolutely do. For the holiday season, membership is on discount for 20% off. That goes for gift membership as well. So grab that while you can and lock in that price for as long as you keep your membership. You'll get bonus clips and chapter markers in every episode, bonus episodes where the team get together and make each other laugh while discussing important issues, and an ad-free experience all the way around. Just head to bestofleft.com/support for details. That link is in the show notes, and thanks for your support. Perfect transition, because what we have lost in the secular world, we are going to gain in the corporate world.
This one I do not like.
Because the corporate consultants are here to save the day.
No.
With this article from Entrepreneur magazine, Can rituals fix our soulless corporate culture? A ritual designer says yes. I mean, of course, a ritual designer would say yes. But some people fear giving even more of themselves to the office. No shit.
We're just looking at the wrong place.
So how'd you like this one, Dion?
As I described to Jay before we started, is that it gave me the ick. Like,
It's cringe, hardcore.
Yeah, like, it is addressing a problem that exists, and not in a way that I would agree with. But, I mean, there is something to it, I guess. But, like, maybe you've been to Walmart in the morning or whatever, or some big box store in the morning, and you've witnessed one of these, like, rah-rah meeting type things. I've never really been a part of any of them personally, but I've seen them. And, it's like the Catholic Church plus more capitalism. I was going to say capitalism, but, like, with Catholic Church, like, capitalism's involved. But, like, more capitalism. But the reasoning is solid. Like, even the author says, like, it says, if the idea of ritual at the office gives you pause, you're not alone. Bookman acknowledges a universal opposition to change and said he's encountered two primary kinds of resistance when it comes to this. Those who fear ritual at the office will interfere with their personal religious practices, and those who are already burnt out on the corporate grind bristle at the thought of giving any more of themselves to companies that overwork and undervalue them. And I don't think anywhere in the article he actually addresses that part. It's just he's trying to make it more palatable through ritual and, like, acknowledging that, like, in our current culture, you're going to spend a lot of time at work. That's just a fact. We all probably are going to spend way more time at work than we want to. So while we're there, it does make sense to add some sense of community, common purpose, and especially if it's a job that you do not like. And I could see that at, like, Walmart or Amazon or any of the big box stores that are popping up in my mind. Maybe it would be a good thing, but I don't know. I think that's just like, that's like putting a Band-Aid on a severed artery to me.
I totally agree. And I mean, this made me angry. No surprise. It's like a very upsetting article. I think what upset me the most, though, was hearing him make valid points about ritual, but then applying it in this bonkers way. Like, why are you doing this?
Over and over again.
It was so frustrating. I was like, I agree with you in general, but what are you doing becoming a corporate consultant of ritual? Like, that defeats the whole freaking purpose to me. You know, I think the fact that this guy even has a business doing this for companies, and, like, obviously just the fact that people are seeking meaning in corporate environments because they don't get it anywhere else, which is what we were just talking about. And they do mention that in the article. That's the starkest example of a breakdown of the social fabric I've ever seen. And caring about your work too much, because that's kind of the emphasis, like, well, it'll give it more meaning. It'll make you care more. It'll, like, give you that drive or whatever, which I just read as make you more productive, make you give more of your life to the company, but whatever. Maybe I'm cynical, but caring about your work too much can lead to burnout. They talked about burnout briefly in here with a different person who is writing about that in a more focused way. And what I feel like is missing here is a conversation about balance, meaning you are not your job. You as a person are not the job you do. That's part of you, but that's not all of you. We need to talk about therapy. We need to talk about strong community relationships that are beyond your job, that what happens when you go home and what do you do on the weekends? All of that can help us at a societal level and an individual level because, you know, you're seeking it in a broader context than just your office. And we look, like, I'm not going to deny, we spend tons of time at work. That's a problem too, but, like, a lot of your life is spent at work, right? And we make real friends at work. We make real relationships at work. That is not fake. When I worked in a corporate environment where I was in the office every single day, like, I had wonderful work friends. I had good times at happy hours that we'd, you know, when we'd go out after work. And that was great. but the people made the difference more than the work itself. If you had tried to give me more meaning about the purpose of my job, I'm sure that would have done something to some degree, but what actually made me want to get up and go to work every day were the people that I worked with.
That's it for today's free sample. There's lots more of that particular episode, as well as there being dozens of past bonus episodes that you get access to in your feed the minute you sign up as a new member. Paying members are who make this entire show possible, and so these bonus episodes are a fun way to say thanks to them for their support. In addition to those full bonus episodes, members also get bonus clips in every single regular episode, as well as there being no ads in the regular show. If you would like to be our newest member, you can sign up at bestoftheleft.com/support. You can use our Patreon page, or you can do it from right inside the Apple Podcast app, and links to get there are right in our show notes. And if you can't afford membership, I offer free financial hardship memberships. Just drop me an email to j@bestoftheleft.com, and we will get you set up, no questions asked. Or, again, to sign up and support the show and our ability to give away free financial hardship memberships, visit us at bestoftheleft.com/support. Thanks for listening.